Today is a very important day in the church, though you would not know it by the throngs that are here at Mass. Even those who usually are here are not here. What's going on? Anyway, it is a feast of one of those two young men about whom the wife of Zebedee was speaking and praying to our Lord. And those two are St. John the Evangelist and his brother, St. James the Great. St. James, as soon as Pentecost and the commands were given by St. Peter to the different apostles to go here and there, he was sent to Spain, to the Iberian Peninsula, with several others to help. They never went alone. And they preached and they preached and they worked and they worked and nothing happened. And of course we know from the feast that we celebrate in October that as they were on the camping at night eating dinner on the river Ebro near Zaragoza, the Blessed Mother appeared to them. And she came down standing on a pillar of jasper with a baby Jesus in her arms. Now, Jesus was already in heaven. He was not a baby anymore, but our Lord is eternal. So he can appear and we can pray to him at any part of his life. And she admonished them for their lack of faith, and she told them that she would be with them, and she promised that this country where they were trying to spread the gospel, the Iberian Peninsula, which eventually in this day and age is three countries, the big country of Spain, then the smaller country of Portugal, and a very, very tiny country of Andorra, about which most people don't know anything at all. But that's their problem. They need to educate themselves. Three countries. And Our Lady said, I will never abandon this, at that time, one country, the Iberian Peninsula. And then she disappeared. But she left the pillar of jasper, which is still in the magnificent Basilica of Our Lady of the Pillar in Zaragoza. We celebrate her feast every year in October. And they began to experience many, many conversions. So many they could not handle them. But then it was heard by some kind of message that St. Peter had called for a council in Jerusalem. And this was to determine what to do about the apostles, the bishops and priests, and the deacons that were being ordained, and also where they were to go. And this was in the year 49 AD. It was the first council of the church, but not an ecumenical council, the Council of Jerusalem. And there those determinations were made. And then while he was there, Herod beheaded St. James the Greater, which he is, and not long after that, his disciples who had come back to Jerusalem from Spain took his relics to Spain, where they buried him in a beautiful field, which is still there, which is known as Compostela, the field of the star, because God showed them where he wanted him buried by the appearance of a star, Compostela. And to this day, it is one of the greatest shrines of pilgrimage in the whole church, and of course in Spain, that and the pillar. And so, with the blood of the apostles and the blessing of the Blessed Mother, the faith was planted in Spain. And even to this day, right now, just as we see it every year in the summer, the Chartres pilgrimage in France, where there are hundreds of thousands of traditional young people mostly who march for days in order to go to Chartres, all for the traditional Mass, so too in Spain, as we speak, there are hundreds of thousands of young people and priests and seminarians and so on that march from Zaragoza to Compostela, as it is said in Spanish, to honor the great cousin and friend of Jesus, St. James the Great. May they intercede for us, he and his brother St. John, and intercede for the church, which is suffering so many, many difficulties and so much trouble in every which way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.